Welcome to Bedtime with Rob and Alex. I'm Alex.
I'm Rob, and this is Bedtime.
As usual, I wish that I had gone to some yoga website during the day to stretch. It's always when I get in bed at the end of the day that I wish I'd done yoga. So tonight I was on the hunt once again for a web or software solution that I just felt had to be out there, which is for menu planning. There are a kabillion websites that have recipe search, but you know, I've been obsessively trying to find something that will make it easy to do menu planning. And it's weird because there are all these sites that do like they'll sell you, it's like it's not even web one, it's more like you know, email newsletters from 1,000 years ago that happen to have been translated to the web, where you can subscribe to their menu plan of the week. But there isn't anything that lets you make your own menu plan and exchange it. You can find recipes on the web and like put it together in a database or an Excel spreadsheet on your own computer, but there isn't anything to let you share menu plans with other people. And I always have this problem when there's something like that that I need as a piece of software, and I can see why it would have more value as a Web 2 app than as a piece of software on my own computer. I cannot believe it doesn't exist, because I feel like Web 2 has gotten so big now, and there's so many people doing 18 versions of the same thing. How is it possible that there is even a single space that exists that has value, clearly, that isn't colonized? So I'm wondering, like, is there in fact, is this just me being obsessed and thinking that everything I'm interested in must have an online community-sized number of people out there who want the same thing? Or is somebody going to listen to this and make me my web app for menu planning and sharing?
Yeah, you looked for this.
I looked for it very hard. I spent a few evenings at a few different points looking for it. And also,
and
the
evenings
software,
are a pretty precious damn currency.
They are precious currency, yes. Happily, I finished all my client work before I did that.
That's laughing in gentle recognition as opposed to skepticism.
I mean, of course, this is sadly what passes as relaxation is the hunt for the next Web 2 app. But even actually the software was on the Mac side. There really wasn't anything that even provided client-side software for what I want, which, again, I mean, there is, if you don't mind it looking as if it was built in 1972.
It's funny, the little holes in Mac software. Because you remember when we went looking for home design software back in the distant mists?
Yes. That was a long time ago. I bet that exists now.
You figure?
Yeah, we ended up with something called
3D home design
something. And we have, at some point, we had this perfect model of our house that I spent obsessive hours building on a PC that no longer exists. So I have no idea where that is. But yeah, there are these holes. But this is a big question, right? Is that hole going to get bigger or smaller with the whole Microsoft Yahoo thing? Because my fear is that it's going to get bigger, and that whatever tiny incentive exists for people to develop for Mac right now is going to go right out the window once Microsoft owns the internet as well as the desktop.
Yeah, I wonder about that. And what is it they're buying when they buy Yahoo? Is it just the search, or are they interested in all these little things that Yahoo's doing? I mean, the set aside issues of browser compatibility, which are important, but Microsoft's been doing stuff about that. So much of the stuff we do now is on the web, and our application is Firefox, right?
Yeah, sorry, I'm just laughing because everything we did on the web today we did in Google, but yes.
Yeah, okay.
But, in principle, yes.
And Yahoo's doing all these like little things like Yahoo pipes that let you create, you know, little mashups.
Even if you're not a developer.
Even, yeah. That was the skeptical laugh. And, yeah, they have these great little things that they're doing. And so I'm wondering, is Microsoft interested in those? Do they want to keep that alive? Do they want to keep that little sort of internal entrepreneurial spirit going?
I mean, I can only infer that they have some recognition that they've basically missed the boat on Web 2 and they need to buy someone who mostly got on the boat. Yeah. And I'm actually a pretty big Yahoo fan, right? I mean, they get big props for having thought to buy both Flickr and Delicious.
Yeah.
And they've done some other interesting, like, you know what? They had the, that was the other thing, remember they had the Yahoo News had outbound RSS feeds based on searches
Right,
eons before Google News,
right.
so they just got a few things pretty early.
The thought that Microsoft would be owning Flickr
I know.
was the moment where I had my big little. And
Really?
I'm not a huge Microsoft hater. I've got the same, instinctive ooh thing that that pretty much anybody in the Mac space has. But the thought that it was going to be Microsoft Flickr.
Well, I hope they don't call it that. But for me, it was delicious, and it comes down to how much support they provided to prepare, no, prepare to provide to the Apple world. Because, I was thinking about that conversation we had the other day about how delicious is super frustrating because you only have 255 characters for your notes field, and
Yeah.
I always feel like there's a lot of the time there's stuff I want to add in there. And how cool would it be if there was a delicious toolbar built into Word so that when I'm looking to add extra notes into my delicious fields, it could
Remind me,
be
I have an idea for that
cool.
as well.
Okay, so it could be stored in Word or it could be stored in Excel locally. And, there's just more integration of my documents with Delicious. And that's awesome. And I'm prepared to sell my soul for Microsoft to do that if A, they do it in a way that doesn't screw up what Delicious does now, but B, if they do it for the Mac, because if they build all that stuff into Word for the PC and you can, drag and drop your, add a Flickr image to your document with a single click, but they only do it on the PC, then, it's going to be a giant sucking sound of everybody's, who Steve Jobs has bled to bring over, fleeing back
Blessed
to
it be
the,
his name.
exactly, fleeing back to the joys of Vista. Sorry. That's my skeptical laugh. So wait a minute, you
Good
were going to say
skeptical
you
laugh
wanted
it is.
to
Oh,
you wanted
yeah, I was
to
thinking that there's room for, Tiny Earl?
Tiny Earl. Yeah.
Yeah, where you plug in a big, long, cumbersome
You
web
are.
address,
Yeah.
and yeah, it gives
Pranks
you
are
a
useful for pranks.
little tiny one. Yes, it is. Not safe for work. And well, what if you were to, if you could somehow use the Delicious API, and just like it would, you'd have some service where you could store description as long as you wanted, up to some arbitrarily large limit, and it would just give you like a 10 or 15 character code that you'd plug into the description field in Delicious, and then that would just resolve back whenever you read the bookmark. Through
Locally.
their service, yeah.
So that you could attach local files
No,
to.
you wouldn't be attaching local files. You'd be attaching longer descriptions, longer text descriptions.
Where would the descriptions be stored?
They'd be stored on another server
Well, then why
somewhere.
doesn't Delicious just give
Oh, I
us a
know.
longer field? Well,
But
no, but the point
they
at
aren't
which.
doing it, and people have been bitching, and they've
Right, but
never
the
done
point at which Microsoft owns them
it. Well,
and is about to.
it's no longer Delicious at that point. Microsoft will rename it
Tasty.
Microsoft Bookmark Sharing Pro Deluxe,
I really hope you're wrong.
or Bob.
I would be so sad. I keep thinking of Josh. Oh, I'm embarrassed that I forgot his last name. Cute Josh.
Schachter?
That's the one.
Yeah.
And
I'm gonna pretend I didn't hear cute Josh.
well, he's got that look. So I just keep thinking about would he have sold this thing that he built in his, garage, as it were, if he'd known Microsoft was going to end up buying it. It's interesting, actually. It makes you realize that, and I have to admit, I have never in any of my fantasies of Google or Yahoo acquiring anything we've been involved with, it's never occurred to me to think about what happens if one of them sells. Because you kind of think, when you sell to Google or Yahoo, you've kind of sold to the top of the food chain. So, like, where the hell is that going to go? It would never have occurred to me. I guess if I was, it was going to occur to me, it would have occurred to me to fantasize about Apple buying them.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, or it's Cisco or General Dynamics
Oh,
or.
God. Oh, that gets worse and worse, doesn't it?
Yeah.
We have a baby who wakes up in not very long. So, we should go to sleep. I would like to say
Yep.
that there are going to be people who are skeptical about whether we actually talk about this in bed. So I feel that it was appropriate to have a confession that we don't actually talk like this in bed anymore. We used to talk like this in bed, and then
Yeah.
we got jobs so we could talk about this during the day, except then we got too busy to have these conversations during the day. And
So
it's
now
actually nice to.
podcasts are the only way we can do it.
So sad. Good way.
Yeah.
Podcast saved our marriage.
Yeah,
love you. Good night.
I love you.